Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour will this week scout locations in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota for an annual survey of crop conditions to estimate production. The late crops will make the tour's yield estimates a little bit more subjective than in prior years. That's according to Pro Farmer editor Chip Flory. Flory says, quote, "We'll be measuring more of a potential yield than we were a year ago." Analysts say the thing people will be watching most closely is for acres. Last Thursday, the Farm Service Agency reported 3.41 million acres of corn and 1.6 million acres of soybeans did not get planted, putting greater emphasis in scouts' on-the-ground observations. In many cases, the crop's development is up to 3 weeks behind average. Today's scouts are fanning out from Columbus, Ohio, on their way to Fishers, Indiana. The tour will release Ohio yield estimates this evening. On the western leg of the crop tour, scouts are heading from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and traveling south and west on their way to Grand Island, Nebraska. And the tour will release South Dakota estimates this evening as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,047. It's up 9 points. The NASDAQ, 3,084, up 14 and three quarters. And the S&P 500, 1,653, and it is up 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Worry over cold temperatures in the Midwest will abate this week and be replaced by worry about dryness. Already, there seems to be a greater amount of concern this morning about the lack of moisture across portions of the Midwest, and some comments coming in from various places talking about the fact that some of the corn is beginning to fire and that there's some stress showing up in grasses, and just in general, the crops are not doing as well as they were. And it looks like the precipitation pattern is going to continue to be limited this week, so some of this will continue to be making the airwaves for a while. We don't expect widespread serious problems, but these areas that didn't get a lot of rain in the last few weeks will continue drying down. Temperatures will be warmer now. We'll be looking at highs in the 80s often and some lower 90s in the western portions of the Corn Belt. Evaporation rates will be much higher over this next 10 days to 2 weeks, and that's what the concern is in the marketplace, because it looks as though these areas that are already running a little dry will get much drier much quicker, and that's going to raise more concern about late season crop development, especially for soybeans, but also for corn as well. Some yield potential can be lost if we lock into this drier biased pattern and prevail with it for a long period of time. With all that said, there will be a ridge of high pressure beginning to build up across the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains as we get into the latter part of this week and on into next week. This ridge of high pressure is not exceptionally strong, but it will be strong enough to suppress rain out of the west central and southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. This pattern looks very similar to that which occurred in earlier in July and late June when we first started to develop a problem with dryness in Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. And many of these areas have seen significant rain in recent weeks, so it will not be an immediate problem for these areas. But of course, if the pattern prevails for an excessive period of time, we'll be right back to where we were just a few weeks ago once again. Well, the outlook is for rain to occur over the top of this ridge of high pressure. This will be from portions of the Dakotas through Minnesota and over to Wisconsin and Michigan. Some of the heavier rainfall will be capable of producing some hail and damaging wind along with some locally heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches. This occurs again late this week into the first half of next week. Most of the precipitation will be in the northernmost parts of the Midwest. The lower eastern Midwest will probably see some scattered showers and thunderstorms as well, but not necessarily the heavier amounts of rain. The temperatures in the second week of the outlook will be a little bit warmer than this first week. We'll likely see middle 80s through the lower 90s common across the Midwest, and in some areas in the far west may get upwards into the middle 90s, perhaps even a few upper 90s. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. Crop stresses, though, will continue to be increased, and if you recall, portions of central Iowa still have not been significantly relieved from their droughty pattern this summer, and going into this period of hotter and drier weather is only going to raise more concern about the crop in that particular region. There are areas in Illinois that are also drying out. There's also portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota that need rain as well. All of these areas will be closely monitored. We have a cool front that will cut through the Midwest during the second half of this week that will bring our best opportunity for rain. Wednesday and Thursday will be the best days for that. We should look for rain totals running a quarter to three quarters of an inch most often. Any precipitation will be welcome at that point in time. Our low temperatures at night will likely be mostly 50s and 60s this week. There may be a few lower 70s that occur in the southwestern Corn Belt, but that comes with the ridge of high pressure during the weekend and on into early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, December, 7.06 and three quarters, up 4.5. Soft December wheat, 6.49, up 5.5. September corn, 4.80.5, up 6.75. December, 4.71, up 7.5. September soybeans, 13.05, up 21.75. November, 12.82.5, up 23.25. September soybean meal, 4.15, up 6.20. September soybean oil, 43.17, up 36. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. We have a 10-day forecast that is hot and dry. We have crop progress numbers due out this afternoon at 2, and we have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour already kicking it up and checking out some corn and soybean fields with reports due tonight on Ohio and one of the Dakotas, I forget which at the moment. All of this fundamental news is going to perk the market up one way or another?
I think the weather is probably the overriding factor here, especially for soybeans here this morning, Dave. It is obviously August, and that's the bean-making month as far as production goes, so that's why we're seeing beans kind of lead the way up here. Some parts of the Corn Belt will need some rain, especially with some of these warmer temperatures coming, and chances increase a little bit here as we move through the end of the week. But I think rainfall totals, coverage levels are going to be closely watched here as we move into the end of the week. The Pro Farmer Tour, obviously still the big daddy of all the crop tours here, so we get some interest level off of that, I think, anticipating that the better stuff will be found here earlier in the week and maybe could tail off here as we get towards the end of the week and they get into some of the tougher areas here Wednesday and Thursday. But right now, I think until we have a better feel for when some rain is going to fall here for the beans anyway, I think going to offer some support here short term, at least at the beginning of the week here, Dave.
South Dakota is the date they're reporting tonight on the Western Tour.
Okay.
I guess what we're looking at there on the tour this year, because of the lateness of the crop, it's more potential, which then takes us back to that 10-day and beyond forecast.
Yeah, that's right. I think maturity level is probably going to meet a little maybe more than crop conditions here as we move forward, especially if as the calendar rolls into the new month here, just in a couple weeks, right? And then some fear of a cooler temperatures moving in mid-September. I know we weather watchers were talking a little bit about that late last week, that maybe some cooler desired temperatures move into the middle to end of September. So I think crop conditions tonight expected to show steady to a little weaker, but I think the number that's probably fresher in the trader's mind is kind of those maturity levels and how things are moving along. And warmer temperatures should help that a little bit, Dave.
So will last week's low in corn hold this week?
I think it does here a little bit. I think we're going to see a little bit of strength here. Corn, obviously, corn and wheat more of a follower to beans here to start the week. I think if beans run out of steam again in this 1295 area. That's kind of the line where you could draw back in the middle of July that kind of ran out of steam, and probably going to be some tough resistance there. But, you know, if we do see some better rains, I think beans are probably the hardest one to drop here going forward if the weather would change back to more favorable conditions and probably pull corn down. But I still think corn trades in a trading range here for the short term, and with really not a lot of news to influence it either way here moving forward, Dave.
Thank you much, sir.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. That's Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. Hard red winter wheat, December 707, up 4 3/4. Soft December, 6.49 1/2, up 6. September corn, 4.81 3/4, up 8. December, 4.72 1/2, up 9. September beans, 13.06 1/2, up 23 1/4. November, 12.84 1/4, up 25. September soybean meal, 4.14 1/8, up $6. And September soybean oil is 43.19, and it is up 38 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.